Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on a Tuesday morning, August the 16th, 2022, 13 minutes past the hour, 64 degrees and sunny skies here in Marion. Beautiful weather here this morning in the Marion area, and a lot of kids going back to school today. It was interesting. I went to McDonald's this morning, and as I say, all summer long, it is great, because the lines there in the morning are not very long at all, between 7 and 8 o'clock. But as soon as school starts, those lines start piling up. And this morning, the lines were pretty decent sized, and all the schools are not even back in session yet. Boy, having a hard time saying easy words here this morning. So we wish everybody happiness who's going back to school today. And I know a bunch of people are going back to school tomorrow. We thank Sam Donald for coming on this morning. It's always interesting to hear Sam's perspective on things. And just in general, you know, whether you agree or disagree with Sam, it's always interesting to hear a newsman's take who actually knows the people. He's interviewed President Trump. I believe he's interviewed Mayor Giuliani. And he certainly has dealt with a lot of these people over the years. So I always find Sam very interesting. If anybody's got anything to say in regard to the interview with Sam Donaldson, give me a buzz here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Phone lines are open. We would love to hear from you. Or if there's anything else on your mind this morning, we would love to hear from you in regard to that. Who knows what's going on out there that I don't know about? Would love to hear what's on your mind. 740-751-4038. Has anybody else noticed that the stores are getting busier and the restaurants are getting busier, and possibly due to school starting back? Has anybody been to the grocery store or the department store or went out to eat and noticed that things seem to be picking back up? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, Chip. How you doing?
Let me have you guys on TV, too.
Oh, you have me on the TV now?
Yeah.
Good, good. So was it easy to do?
Yeah.
Can you hear us through the television okay?
Yeah.
Good. So you'll be able to listen when we go digital.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. How are things at work?
Good.
Any changes over at Kroger South?
No.
Now, what hours are you working now, Chip?
5 to 9 now.
5 to 9. You still up to 5 days a week?
No, 2 days now.
Oh, you're down to 2 days.
Yeah.
What do you do with all your time?
Well, watch the TV.
Now, what's your favorite show to watch?
The Hell Kitchen.
Oh, you like those cooking shows.
Yeah.
Now, Chip, what do you like to eat? What are you going to have for lunch today?
Hamburger.
Oh, a hamburger. Now, are you going to cook that, or are you going to go out and get it?
Me cook it.
Oh, you're going to cook a hamburger for yourself.
Yeah.
Now, what's your favorite thing to put on it? Ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise?
No, not good.
You just eat it plain?
Yeah.
How's your health been doing? Everything been good?
Yeah, good.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Did you get moved into your new place okay?
Yeah.
Well, that's all good to hear. I'm glad to hear everything's going well for you, Chip. I'm glad you were able to get us on the television.
Yeah.
Anything else going on interesting?
No.
Do you got to work tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, man. So people will have to come out and say hello to you at Kroger South 5 to 9 tonight.
And you played Las Vegas, too.
I'll have to do that. We'll have to get him back in there.
And maybe watch Las Vegas on TV and the UA.
Oh, you watching that on television, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of him on television, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, Chip, it's good to talk with you. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
One of our Marion celebrities, Chip, the customer service man out at Kroger South. Apparently, he'll be there tonight, 5 to 9 p.m. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Again, anything in regard to the interview with Sam Donaldson or anything else in general going on? Do you notice things picking back up as school picks back up? Hard to believe we're back into the school year. Holy moly. 740-751-4038. All right, here comes a call. Maybe somebody with some input here. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, it's Ron.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, I had a long weekend.
What'd you do?
Well, we started off myself, you know, Marion Special Olympics out there, Marka out there.
Right.
We got a softball team, and we went down to Findlay for our regionals to see if we go to state championships. And we won our first game against Erie County 11-8, and then we played Lucas County at 3, and we just couldn't get over the hump.
But you won the first game.
We lost 9-4.
But you won the first game.
Yeah.
So what's your record so far this season?
All together, we still got a season, but we just know we're not going to the state. So when the season ends, we're 5-2. 5-2.
Well, 5-2 is not too bad.
Yeah, and we got 4 or 5 games left, so we could end the season with like a 9 or 10 or 11-2 record.
Now, are any games going to be played out here at the field on 309?
Yep. We get Thursday at 6 o'clock.
Thursday at 6 o'clock. Now, is there admission to those games?
No, it's free.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, like, I've been trying, like, all the time on your radio, Scott, to get you guys to try to get people from Marion to come out and, you know.
Well, they should. I'll tell you, if it's nice on Thursday, you know, why not? Go out at 6 o'clock. Yeah, what do they call that field out there on 309?
It's on the scoreboard. I just know it's in behind Marka.
Yeah, it's out there by the Senior Center.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just go out there at 6 o'clock on Thursday night, and you can see the
Marka Hawks.
The Marka Hawks, the softball game out there.
See, you could even come out there and support us there, Scott.
Well, I certainly would. Why not? I like baseball and softball better than I like pretty much any other sport.
Oh, yeah, and the guys out there that goes out and plays, it's not like you're going to get a major league contract deal or anything, but them guys out there, some of the guys just to get out there and when they get a hit, it's so amazing to see how they react to that.
Oh, I bet that's true. Now, what's your position on the team?
I play pitcher or second or shortstop.
Now, is it overhand or underhand?
It's slow pitch underhand.
Slow. Now, how do you maintain getting balls and strikes? How do you do it?
I just pitch it.
Do you have any special technique?
I put like a spin or a hook or a curve on it.
Now, does your bowling ball have a curve on it when you throw it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, it seems
and
like...
And a lot of the opposing team members, they walk back to the bench going, man, they says, have you seen that ball? He says, I can't hit that ball.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a star pitcher there.
Yeah.
Now, do you play 9 innings?
7
innings. Now, who do you play on Thursday night?
Morrow County.
Oh, Morrow County. So it's kind of a bit of a, would you call that a feud?
Well,
rivalry?
Yeah, but they're real good friends of ours. I mean, their coach, their coordinator, she's real close to us, so.
Well, that's good to hear. Now, how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this for about 15 years.
Now, what do you like about it? What do you take away from playing these games?
We get to meet new people from other counties, and they're just my friends. When I went there, I didn't have many people that in my life. But then when I start going there, it's like a lot of people start being my friend. I've got friends from different counties and like all over. I mean, I go to Wyandotte. It takes me almost 20 minutes to get off the court when I play basketball.
Very, very nice. Now,
because they're high-fiving me, hugging me and everything.
Now, Chip, who just called in, did he ever play softball?
No. He never came out there. I mean, I've asked him, but I know who he is and everything. He even asked me about wrestling.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think Chip would be a great addition to the softball team.
Oh, yeah.
Now, who's the coach?
Dave, and the coordinator is Tabby.
Oh, sounds good. So 6 p.m. on Thursday. Hey, did you get the private message I sent you on Facebook yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm not available. And you got to text me your address.
Oh, I'll do. Are you available today?
It'll be tomorrow because I got that game. I got to go to Morrow County tonight.
Oh, okay. Well, that's no problem. As long as we get it done.
Yeah.
I will do that. Well, hey, thanks for calling in.
Yep.
All right, good to hear from you. Our friend Ron out there, all right, 740-751-4038, 24 minutes past the hour. The Marka Hawks softball game will be Thursday night out at the field on 309 by the Senior Center. Should be a good game, Thursday night, 6 p.m. All right, phone lines again are open here. 740-751-4038. Would love to hear from you. 24 minutes past the hour. Does anybody want to say anything in regard to the Sam Donaldson interview we played in hour number one? Are schools starting? Have you noticed things getting busier, picking up as school is starting this year? The weather, hey, the weather's not bad today, but I'll tell you, the weather was very, very wet yesterday. The ground under all the grass was very moist still. So very difficult to go out and mow the lawn. I don't know if people are getting their lawns mowed right now. I know there are more weeds around than anything else at this point. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I'll comment on the Sam Donaldson thing.
Oh, go ahead.
I pretty much agree with everything he said. But as far as Trump getting, I don't know what you want to call it, convicted of anything, nah, not old Teflon Don.
So you think he's in the shade?
Yeah, he'll weasel out of it somehow. You watch. He won't get nothing out of this.
Now, what about Giuliani there in Georgia being possibly brought up on criminal charges or at least investigated?
He'll get thrown under the bus. Trump's throwing everybody else under the bus.
Well, it's an interesting situation because obviously there are a lot of people in Marion County who support Donald Trump, and that's everybody's right. You support who you want to support, and you vote for who you want to vote for. But the question is, did he do anything wrong here? You see, I'm not sure that that's exclusive to do you like him or not. I think the question is, did he do anything wrong?
Yeah. Now, see, I separate the two. I like some of his policies he came up with. But him as a person, no. Totally wrong attitude to be president, as far as I'm concerned.
Now, as far as his attitude, what got you?
He's a type A personality. It's my way or the highway. He doesn't try to work with anybody.
Now, as far as all these things going on, like the Department of Justice not releasing the Trump search warrant because they think it will harm the probe, do you think that is a bad sign for him?
I don't know. I don't know what they found. Every time I see that stuff on the news, it's always redacted, so, and it's too far away from the camera. You can't read it. So I have no opinion on that because I don't know the facts.
You know, here's what I can't figure out, though, and I asked Sam this last hour. I hope you heard it. Now, he took these documents, or his people, or however it happened, took these documents that were highly classified from the White House in January of 2021 when he left. Now, that's more than a year and a half ago. Now, he had to know that somebody knew that he had them. They were communicating back and forth with him this entire time that they wanted them. Now, why would you not give them? Why would you take it to the level to where they could or indict you on a criminal act? And why would you be so ardent in keeping these things? I just, it doesn't make any sense to me.
My question is, why did he take a year and a half?
Well, I
didn't know those papers were gone long before now. I mean, how long have they been looking into this?
Well, it's my understanding they did know they were gone, but they were trying to communicate with Trump's lawyers and say, okay, give them to us. And they said, well, we're going to give you this, and this is all we have. That's the scuttlebutt that has been going on, I think, for a year and a half. But, I mean, was the thought that nothing will ever happen? I don't know why you would take these documents. What is in there that would be so awful for somebody to see? They're classified. So what's the hubbub?
I don't know. Like I said, I haven't seen them, so I don't know the facts.
And I don't think any of us have seen it. It's just odd to me that you would push it to that level to where they actually would have to come and search your home and take them out. Why? Why wouldn't
Trump
you just give them to him?
Trump is notorious for not admitting anything when he does it wrong.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
he couldn't admit that he lost the election, and he lost the election the same way he won the election. He got the popular vote and lost the electoral. When he won the election, he lost the popular vote and won the electoral.
You know, I guess what is interesting to me is we keep hearing that nobody's above the law. Now, after all this hubbub, if an indictment does not come down his way, how can people possibly say that? Now, I'm not saying a conviction or a trial. I'm just saying an indictment.
Now, from what I've seen in the world, yes, there is people that are above the law until they upset the wrong person.
Well,
if you upset the wrong person, that's when they're no longer above the law.
Do you think that there is a big fear of what might happen if he were indicted amongst his supporters across the country?
Oh, yeah, there's a huge fear. I mean, look what's happened at the FBI offices. That guy tried to walk into the FBI office in Cincinnati with a nail gun. I mean, really?
What is going on with people? I mean, what?
No idea, man. There's some crazies out there.
Yeah, but I mean, why? They don't know President Trump. Why would you put your life on the line? Why would you do that to... What was even the point? He was angry? I mean, was that the reason given? He was angry that the former president's house was searched? I mean, what's the guy's reasoning for doing that?
I have no idea. Blind faith, I guess.
It's very hard for me to understand that you would put yourself in that kind of harm's way. For what reason? What in the world's the reason? Have you noticed things getting busier as school's going back more and more this week?
I haven't been out too much.
Well,
I got a fun story about that, though. Going back to school.
Go ahead.
My granddaughter started first grade today, and my daughter didn't work today so she could take her to school. And when they got up there, of course, they have to wait in the line, you know, to go into the school. And my granddaughter saw some of her friends and whatnot. She wanted to get out. She didn't want to stay in the car with her mom. She wanted to get out and go up to the front of the school with her friends. Well, that upset her mom, but she couldn't get out. She couldn't get out of line to go park. She was kind of upset about that because she didn't want to stay in the car with her on her first day of school.
She was ready to go. She was ready to get in there and get started.
Yes, she was.
You know, you never forget your first day of school.
No. I remember my first day of school.
So do I. I remember it almost like it was yesterday.
Yeah, and I've been out of school about 36 years.
Well, it's amazing to me that those memories stick with you so heavily. And it's fascinating. It just is fascinating to me.
Yeah. Plus, school has changed a lot. I mean, even when my kids went to school, they'd want me to help them with their homework, and I'd tell them how to go about the process of doing it. And they're like, no, that's not how we learned it. I'm like, well, what do you mean? I didn't understand the way they learned it. The way I learned it, you get right to the point, you get the answer, boom, you're done. And they had this whole different process. I can't even imagine what my granddaughter's homework is going to look like when she gets in higher grades.
Well, things are just constantly changing. And you know, I don't know. It's hard to say if it'll be for the good or the bad. I guess we'll find out as time goes on. But I was sure glad to hear that Chip was able to get us on the television. So,
Yeah, I heard Chip on the radio. I've talked to Chip out the Kroger.
Good guy. Worked with him for a long time and always had a good time with Chip.
Yeah, he's a friendly guy, but boy, he gets to talking. He's a talker.
Well, that's true. He's a conversationalist.
Yes, he is.
I think he's I always thought he should have a different title out there at Kroger. More like the social director.
He could be the goodwill ambassador.
He certainly brings that store a lot of goodwill. A lot of people know him, say hello, want to talk to him, and he certainly likes talking to them.
Yeah, I've talked to him in there.
But it's a good sign that when we go digital, that people now are finding that it's not too hard to find us on other, I guess, devices, we would call it.
Yeah, it's not that hard.
No, and I think people will come over, and everything will be hunky-dory whenever it happens. And
plus they'll probably get a lot more content than you get now.
Well, that's the thing. When we do switch over, I was talking to one of the people here at the station last night, and I was saying, you know, I'm kind of ready for this to be over because I like the idea that we'll still take phone calls, we'll still do the live show every morning, there'll be no more reception problems, we won't have to worry about the transmitter, but we can basically do, say, talk about anything, because once you're out from under the FCC banner, you don't have any real guidance or worry. It's kind of nice.
Yeah. Now, are you still going to have that thing on top of the towers, or is that going to go away?
Well, that'll still be there for a time, because I don't think we'd remove that right away, but we don't really need it to be on these platforms, which is also kind of a nice thing. You know, we've had issues over the years with the antenna cord breaking, and then you have to hire somebody to climb the antenna, and we had the transmitter go out a few years ago. You know, it'll also be nice not to have to worry about that stuff.
Yeah. I wasn't sure how all that worked. I didn't know if that still had to be up there so you could stay on the internet, or you just off in the ethernet.
Yeah, no, actually, when we switch over to digital, everything will be run right out of the studio, which is a lot easier if you have a problem to fix. That's a much quicker fix than trying to get up to the tower and get up to the roof, and God forbid if it has anything to do with the antenna, we can't climb the antenna. You have to have somebody do that for you. So again, it really, as long as our listeners come with us, which it seems like they will, it makes things a lot less complicated.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is less complicated.
And you've been able to you found
all them rules.
Yeah.
I can get it as long as my wife's here in the morning. I can get it.
There we go. So everything will continue on. Like I keep telling people, they say, "Well, it'll be different," and I say, "Well, not really. If you would turn on your tablet or your smartphone or your television or whatever, it's going to be the same show. We're going to take phone calls. We're going to give stuff away. We're still going to have top of the hour breaks, same schedule. Nothing will change. It'll just be not on a radio anymore. That'll just be the only difference."
Yeah. Well, everything must change. Like Ed says, everybody needs change.
You know, and I think in a way it'll be a positive change, because all this FCC stuff that we've had to deal with over the last few years will be in the rear view window. Thank goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes, well, I got to tell you, sometimes it's pretty hard to find a radio station on the radio anymore.
Well, certainly one with any local content, I would say.
Oh, I can't find any with any actual Marion content.
Well, that's the
I mean, I don't listen to all the radio stations we have in Marion, but, I mean, you guys are the only ones I actually get local content from.
Well, and we'll continue to do that. You know, I was talking the other day, because we were talking about when the switch happens. I said, well, we're still going to do the local news, weather, and obituaries, because that's where we're located. We're located in Marion.
Yeah.
And we still want to give that information out for free. So even that will not change, and it'll still be on the same times a day. So, and also, we'll be able to add some programming, because we've kind of been in a standstill just waiting to see when they're going to do this. Once they do it, then we can just go forward, thank goodness.
Yeah. I'll tell you, the wheels of bureaucracy, that's a hard word for me to say, do turn slowly.
Well, you know, like I've said, they're a decent organization. I have nothing to... I mean, we've been under the FCC banner for 8.5 years, and if they would let us stay without having a lawyer, we would be willing to do that. But we're just not going to spend thousands of dollars... And as one lawyer said, hundreds of thousands of dollars to keep a license that only allows us to broadcast. I mean, it doesn't allow us to do anything on the internet. That's not under the FCC purview. And it only covers Marion County. You know, last night I was driving out to Clarendon, and the signal was going in and out as I was going to Clarendon. I thought, you know, it's just easier when you do it the internet way.
Yeah, yeah. No, that tells me right there it's mostly a money game.
Well, it's unfortunate. You know, like I say, I don't know how they would ever expect a 100-watt radio station to afford hundreds of thousands of dollars, but I guess that's a question for them.
Yeah, well, everything would be all right.
I think so. We'll continue on down the road. Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Yeah, and I just keep mentioning that because we really don't know when the day will be. But when the day comes, we have told the FCC that we are not going to go and get a lawyer for hundreds of thousands of dollars. Well, there'd just be no way to afford that. So when we do, just switch over to the TuneIn app. You can get it free. It doesn't cost anything. It's on your tablets. It's on your cell phones. It's on your televisions, as Chip said, your smart televisions. It's on your Fire Sticks. Laptops, all those items. Or you can go to the website if you do have a computer, wwgh1071.com. That's free as well. We'll be streaming there. Same time. I'll still be on the same time every morning, still taking phone calls at the same number, still doing pretty much everything we've always done. 40 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz if there's anything on your mind. And as I said, we will continue the local news, weather, and obituaries, because I know that's very important to people. And I think we're the only source that does that at this point, unless somebody corrects me and tells me I'm wrong. But that will all continue as well at the same times that they have always run here at the station. All right, 66 degrees, sunny skies here. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Any thoughts on the Sam Donaldson interview, school getting back in session? Did anybody ever find out when Elgin or Pleasant or Ridgedale starts? I believe River Valley starts tomorrow. Now, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think they start tomorrow. I think Marion City has started the last 2 days. But I don't know when Elgin or Pleasant or Ridgedale starts. I hope Sarah out there got over her sadness yesterday of not having a child going back to school. She called in. She was having empty nest syndrome yesterday, not having a child to go back to school for the first time in many, many years. So hopefully she went home last night, had a good dinner, and relaxed. Hopefully she's got that TuneIn app on her phone. So she can listen as she drives around Marion
all day, taking people to their appointments and wherever they need to go. All right. Oh, you know what? We never did get an answer about the Marion City School article in the paper. You know, there apparently was an article about Marion City Schools in the paper over the weekend. I think it was on Sunday. About a former employee saying something. Did anybody ever read that article, find that article, know what it's about? Go ahead, caller.
I'm driving you, Scott.
Oh, you're going to drive me around?
I'm going to drive you crazy, and it's going to be a short trip.
Well, you sound better today. It sounds like you're over the melancholy.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't ready to end it all or anything like that. It was just, I was a little blue.
Well, I didn't mean that you were going to go home and, like, do yourself in, hit yourself over the head with a fruitcake or something.
No, I wasn't ready to stick my head in the oven and fade to black.
No, there was just a little depression. Do you have the, right. are you like Chip? Do you have the tune
in? I mean,
in
when, you do when you do something for, like, 19 years in a row, I mean, it kind of becomes a tradition. The first day of school is something like the Mom Olympics, you know? That's our time to shine.
You know, I was going to bring this up because a lot of people are putting pictures on Facebook of the first day of school. And the funny thing is the kids all look fresh and they look new clothes and all done up and ready to go. And then you get the moms usually in the pictures and they look like they have been through it. They have just had a night on their hands. They look a little rough.
That's the way it's supposed to be, though, Scott. There's nothing worse than seeing a mom with her hair and nails and makeup and nice clothes, and then the kids look like rags and muffins.
Well, I think that's true. You know, school clothes have become a staple that kids go out and get new clothes, and they get all done up. And do kids still carry backpacks?
I think so. I'm not sure, but I think so. But my thing is, I just wish, and I know nobody cares about my 2 cents worth, but I just wish all schools everywhere did uniforms, because then the attention would be on the curriculum and not the attire.
Do you think there's a lot of attention paid to the clothes?
Oh, I don't think. I know. I don't know how many years when I worked at Whirlpool, I was doing 401k loans in the August. And taking vacation days, and we were hitting the balls, and you had to have this kind of shoes, you had to have that kind of shirt, and this and that, and the jeans, and the blah, 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 so that really adds up.
Well, I want to make sure, now, do you have the TuneIn app downloaded? Because I would feel bad if you tuned in one morning and it was dead air, and you couldn't hear me in the morning.
Oh, I've got the TuneIn app. I didn't have the TuneIn app.
Well, that's good, because, you know, when the switchover happens, that's going to be a big day, because that morning, I'm going to tell the real story of everything because we won't be under the FCC anymore.
Well, you ain't getting rid of me that easy.
Well, we wouldn't have it any other way. We need you for the fruitcake toss this year.
Well, just don't have it on a Tuesday night.
I wasn't really in charge of that last year. I don't know why you keep blaming me for that.
It's just easier to blame you, Scott.
I think we'll have it on a Thursday night. Will that work
there
for you?
Yeah, that's perfect. That will work with my schedule perfectly. So, where are we at with the whole tour, the bus tour? Did that just, like,
what? Last year, we were told that, you know, we couldn't do it with the city buses because there was an issue of being able to do, I think, wasn't it an insurance issue or something?
Yes.
Yeah, and then the school buses, that superintendent is no longer there, so I don't know what the situation would be with that. We just need a way to get people around. I mean, does anybody have a creative way to get people to the cemeteries in October and the Christmas lights in December?
Well, it certainly sounded like, wasn't Fred Malone, he was really excited about the idea, and I was too, and I think several others were, so I'm not sure how we would facilitate it, but, I mean, it sure did sound like it would be something a lot of folks were interested in.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you guys can find a bus, now, I don't know if it's a church or if it's I don't know if Marka has a bus that there would not be insurance issues for 2 nights a year. We'll do it. I mean, I have no problem getting the cookies and the milk and doing the tour and getting the time. If somebody calls in and says, Scott, listen, I got the bus, or I got the hayride, or I got whatever.
where we can get people through, we'll do it.
Right on. All right, well, have a good show.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Toodles.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz, 47 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio time. Yeah, you know, last year we wanted to do that. It was a tour of the historic graves here in Marion, like the Gypsy Queen, the Merchant Ball. Oh, there were Eber Baker, where he's allegedly buried and then where he's really buried. That was on the list. There were some other things. And the problem was transportation. Then we were going to do it at Christmas time with a Christmas lights tour. Get some milk and cookies and go around and look at all the Christmas lights. Maybe take a half-hour trip around town, sing carols and all that. But we could not get transportation. We contacted the city, and I think there was an insurance issue there that they were not able to do it. And then we contacted the schools, and I think there was a bit of a, well, there's a bus driver shortage there, so that was an issue. But if anybody could ever come up with a bus or those things, what did they call them? Wagons, I guess? You used to take hay rides on? We could probably do that if we could get it on the road and it was tagged. If anybody can get transportation, we'll do that in October and December this year. Certainly would be glad to do it. 49 minutes past the hour. Does anybody have any ideas on that one? 740-751-4038. I don't know if Marcus still has a bus that we could use, or maybe somebody has a church bus that we could use. That would be about the only places, those would be about the only places I would think that we'd be able to go to do that. But that's the way it is. All right. Now, the article that was in the newspaper on Sunday in regard to Marion City Schools, and allegedly, I guess, the way the headline read, they had talked to one of the teachers who had resigned over the summer. But I don't know what the teacher said because I did not get the newspaper and I did not read it online. Does anybody know what that article was all about? If you do, give me a buzz. I'd be interested to know. The headline to that article was a little confusing. So I don't know what the teacher was saying about resigning from Marion City Schools this past summer. If anybody read that or knows what it's all about, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. And let's see here. Yesterday, we did learn some new information yesterday that I think it's the Boise Cascade Lumber Company is building a building out on Innovation Drive. That was added to our list of things. We learned that Bath and Body Works will be moving from the mall to the Kohl's area in October. We learned about a D&B's Rockin' Wing truck, which apparently will be opening up by Logan Tire. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Hi. Scott, I got the Marion Star laying in front of me.
Oh, okay.
It was a, well, I guess I can give his name, it was in paper, Alex Cash, K-A-S-H, and, he said that, it said through the building, he was unable, he was able to control his classroom and to work to build respectful relationships with the students. He had, his experiences outside of the classroom was the problem. He says, I don't have any problem when I... But I, as far as the hallway and the stairwells and so forth, but he didn't really, because he's moving back to Pennsylvania, apparently that's where he's from, but he kind of give credit to the new school board members, which I was, it says the election of Scott and Rocky was probably the only ray of hope that got me through this past year. Yes, does Rocky ruffle feathers? Of course, there's no way, meaningful way to change what's going to happen without a course of change. And so forth. But it sounded like that his decision was to go back home. And I think he had been here for 3 or 4 years, maybe.
So I'm trying. Okay, so his take was he didn't have problems outside
with
the...
His, He didn't have problems in his classroom, but he had no control of what went on in the hallways. And apparently that, you know, he felt, I guess he didn't need to, he has an education, he didn't need to put up with that stuff. So, but that's kind of what I took. But he did give credit, which they don't get credit very often, that the two new board members was his shining hope that maybe things would turn around. So that's, but that's kind of what the whole thing was, that he didn't have credit or he didn't have any control in the hallways. And that's the reason, and then apparently it must got pretty rowdy. And teachers just aren't going to put up with it. You know, they can get a, of course I don't know where they'll go to get a job because I don't think it's just Marion. I think it's everywhere. And so, but that's basically what the article
said. Well, that, it's interesting to me that if he felt the new board members were a ray of hope, is there any particular reason he's leaving?
Well, he said that he was going back to his hometown.
Oh.
So, you know, of course, then I seen where, Kai Mead, he just moved to Prospect, so he didn't bail too far out. So.
No, he didn't get too far away from it.
No, he didn't get too far away. But and I feel bad about that because I always kind of thought, well, if there is hope, because he wasn't a blow person, but he did get in and ask questions and so forth. So I was sorry to see him leave. But.
Yeah, wasn't there also an article in the paper on Sunday about the Star did an editorial on the city council should not drop the idea of a charter city?
Let me see here. Scott.
I think
put this in the recycle paper yet.
Well,
so.
I'll tell you, it's funny to me because I think I saw that headline, and my understanding of talking to Brett and other people was they weren't taking it off the table. It's just they didn't have enough time to get it on the ballot, so I was kind of confused that was an editorial.
I don't see it here unless it was not in the other section that I didn't bring in. But, yeah, if I don't understand. I would like, you know, somebody to pros and cons get on there because I don't understand what the point of it is. Like I said, if you can't get four board members to determine you know, who we're going to replace somebody on the school board. How in the world are they going to get 12 people lined up to make decisions?
Well, that's true. And, you know, when it comes back to that school board, well, apparently it's well known amongst the teachers, which is kind of interesting because the teachers don't usually have a whole lot of direct conversation with the board members, that he would refer to a board member that he says is giving him hope as somebody who ruffles feathers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, I don't know. I feel bad, you know. That I think if you look at the big picture, we can't get any bus drivers. We can't get any people to... so, what? Can't you just see the writing on the wall?
Well,
scary.
Well, all I know is apparently there's a bus driver shortage, there's a substitute shortage, there's a teacher shortage. The superintendent's gone, the assistant superintendent's gone, and the head coach resigned 8 days before the football season. So apparently, yeah, I would say some feathers have been ruffled, but I guess losing these people, were they the cause of the problem? I mean, the superintendent's job is not to police the hallways of the school.
No, but apparently the way this article read was that they didn't have anyone to back them up, even if they had a discipline problem. If it was, they could handle it in their room, but then when it was outside the hallways, they really didn't have any control and didn't have anyone to back them up.
See, I'm still trying to figure out, though, what you do, because clearly corporal punishment was taken out of the schools years ago. Now, you can suspend a kid, which people are suspended. People are still given detention. What is it that you can do? I guess I don't really... I don't know what the solution would be. I think times have changed, unfortunately, and the relationship between the parents and the teacher and the student are just different now.
Well, that's true. I can remember when I was about first grade, and a kid had done something, and when he came in from recess, teacher bent him over the front desk and cracked him twice. And I want to tell you, it worked for all of us in the whole room. We knew she meant business.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what the, once the school year gets started here, what the answers will be now that a lot of these people are no longer in these positions, what the answers are going to be that are so, because I keep hearing that people aren't doing anything, but okay, so what can we do? You know, what are the answers here to fix the problem? You know, it sounds like an election. You know, that politician didn't do anything, so we got to get rid of them, but I don't have any ideas on how to fix it either.
Well, and it's only going to get worse, because I says all you have to do is go into Walmart or Kroger's or whatever and hear parents screaming at their kids. So they have no control of them at home, but they send them to school with the hope that the teacher can control them, I guess. It's just sad, because I just see that those kids are just headed down the road, and we're talking to the big house out there north of town.
Well, it's going to be an interesting school year. Hey, thanks for the information.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, see, that's the type of call that I like. I always like the morning when we can have a lot of phone calls. Do want to remind everybody again, we got a call earlier that the Mark Softball Hawks will be playing Thursday at 6 p.m. at the field out on 309 near the Senior Center and Marcus School. So 6 p.m. Thursday night. Be out there. No admission to the game. Not bad at all. And as always, you can listen live on the internet, WWGH1071.com. Or you can download the free TuneIn app on any mobile device and search WWGH to listen to us. And when we are no longer on the radio, you'll be able to listen to us the same as you always did. Just like Chip this morning, who now has us on his television. Smart TVs, tablets, laptops, smart telephones, Alexas, Google Dots, we'll be everywhere. Just like we always were. Well, I'm done for the day. Hope you have a great day, and I'll be back tomorrow morning. For this Tuesday, beautiful Tuesday, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. The place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents, you've had your share of criticism. How do you deal with that?
Well, in the first place, you look at it and you see whether it's valid or not.